probably the biggest decision of my professional career. It comes at personal risk, but I've been writing about these issues for 5 years, and it's time to walk the walk, and I just can't sort of sit on the sidelines any longer. It's time to actually try and affect change for the future of Cairns.
What's actually happening? You have to wait to be formally pre-selected by the LNP, is that right?
That's right. The LNP still has to go through its processes, so I'm still not the candidate. Other people have put their name forward, and it's my understanding that the party will go through its due process and make a decision early next week.
You once wrote that the LNP were, quote, about as exciting as earwax after it's been chewed up and spat out of the mouth of a rabid chimpanzee. So what's attracted you to the party?
Look, I think Campbell Newman really has signalled a new era for the LNP. I've written a lot of things about both sides of politics in the last 5 years and been critical of both parties over that time. But I think Campbell Newman really signals a change. It's a critical time for Queensland, and I'm excited by some of the things that Campbell Newman has already announced, and I understand that he's working on in the lead up to the election.
Did you approach the LNP, or did the LNP approach you?
No, the party approached me.
Were you considering a tilt at state politics before that approach?
Look, I've been approached by all walks of life, particularly in the last 2 to 3 years, to run for a range of politics. I've had people seriously push me to run for council. I've had people push me run for state. But it's always been something that has been in the back of my mind. I've been covering and intensely interested in politics for the last decade. So it is something that has been in the back of my mind, but something that I've never formally pursued.
Are you concerned that there could be a conflict of interest in you continuing on at the paper for the next 4 weeks?
No, not at all. I resigned yesterday. I've been incredibly upfront with the Cairns Post. I won't be writing about politics. I'll end my my opinion column in the Weekend Post. Will no longer appear. I'm absolutely comfortable and happy with the situation.
What will your platform be?
Look, economic diversity and development will be a big part of what I want to push for. CBD revitalisation will be a big issue. Certainly, health and Cairns-based hospital. I like to focus on law and order. Again, a lot of these are issues that I've spoken to people and written about over the last 5 years, and they're issues that just haven't been addressed. And it's a critical time for the future of Cairns, and I'd love to play a role in shaping it.
You've quite often, through your columns, ridiculed politicians and politics, especially the way, I guess, it's media managed, the way some MPs sort of blindly toe party lines and stand behind their leaders and nod their heads during press conferences, that sort of thing. Do you think you'll have difficulty adapting to that world?
I think one of the big deciding factors in me seeking pre-selection for the LNP is that it is a much broader church than the Labor Party. The Labor Party, particularly in the far north, has really just had yes men and women who have just nowed behind the leader and towed the party line. So one of my big deciding factors to join the LNP was that they do encourage other points of view. They do encourage candidates to stand up for their region rather than stand up for party headquarters in Brisbane. So, look, obviously there will be difficulties in some areas and some adjustment if I'm endorsed as the candidate. But look, I've made it very clear in talking to the party that I want to stand up for Cairns. I don't want to stand up for the party in Cairns. I want to stand up for Cairns in Brisbane.